I'm not surprised. I think that it was just a matter of time before something like this happened. I think it's devastating for the families, and I also think it's a shame that it's taken something of this magnitude to actually make people sit up and realise that there needs to be an examination of people and systems in Police Scotland. Well, I worked in one of the legacy forces before Police Scotland came in. I worked in the Strathclyde Force for a year, and it was always a busy job, don't get me wrong, but it was manageable and it was good busy, and you left your working day thinking, I've done some really great work here, I've managed to get everything I needed to do done, and I feel like I've done it well. Police Scotland came in, all of a sudden it became a firefighting exercise, and you were doing, say, 10 tasks, probably half as well as you could actually manage because you were just trying to get so much done. I think that it's important to say that there are a lot of good people in Police Scotland who want to do their best and who strive every day to do that. But if they're not getting the support that they need, for example, if someone's absent, getting a replacement person in, then something has got to give. And I believe that this is what's happened in this case. Yes, it was an experienced officer that took the call, but how many other calls was that experienced officer taking? How many other jobs was he doing at the time? Obviously, all this is going to come out in the review, but I think it could have happened to anyone. Just because of the pressure that is on each and every person in that force. Some people are doing 12, 13, 14 hour days regularly, and nobody can take that over a long period of time. And I think we're 2 years in, and these sort of issues should have been sorted out by now. I think there probably have been a lot of incidents that just haven't made the news, but this one could not be avoided. And it's really sad because I know that in that organisation there will be so many people that are devastated by this, but there'll also be a lot of people in my position who are saying it was just a matter of time before this happened, just because of the stress and anxiety that a lot of the people working there are under.